Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to point to one short piece of scripture found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 45, where the text says, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." You know, one of the things that I have learned, and often I have to learn it the hard way, that Jesus came to give us not just a different way of life, he came to give us a better way of life. Jesus didn't come just to make our days better. He came to fulfill the law and provide everything that we humans couldn't do for ourselves. So when it comes to living a life modeled on God's gracious love to us, we can look to a model in the life of Jesus, where he taught extensively on loving others, and he lived that out in his life, in his death, and most definitely in his resurrection. When we want to love graciously, we can look to Jesus. The life that he lived was marked by graciously serving other people. Now, that is beautifully captured in how Jesus went and washed the feet of the disciples, and they were amazed by that. Do you remember what the response was? "Lord," Peter said, I am not worthy of this, that I should be doing this to you." And while that may be true, Jesus is incredibly clear by saying, "No, I want you to understand what I'm doing." He was giving us a picture, he was giving us a model that we have been designed to love one another, that we've been designed to serve others. Beautifully captured, yes, in the washing of the feet. And I can recall my dad receiving from a church that he had served this most beautiful little figurine, if you will, that is wonderfully captured Jesus washing the feet of others. And it's still in my office today, even though it was given to my dad as a reminder to me that no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, no matter what your background is or what your future may hold, we have been called to live a life of serving others, graciously serving others. And yes, while it is beautifully captured in the washing of the disciples' feet, it is also lived out in how we love one another. Now, listen, friend, I know it's not easy. I'm not suggesting that this makes life and the challenges of life just go away when we try to serve other people, but I am suggesting that you and I could change the world. And I don't mean that just some rhetorical statement, but I genuinely believe we can change the world by choosing to serve other people, especially folks that could never imagine that someone like you would love them. The life Jesus lived was graciously serving others. And when we understand that the greatest act of gracious love was seen on the cross, then we'll understand why the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. If Jesus lived his life like this, how much more we should seek to graciously love others in the same way, counting others better than ourselves. If we feel like grumbling and resentment comes welling up from the fountain of our heart, then we look to the cross over and over and over again. There we find the grace of Jesus, who, according to the writer of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3, who endured, this Jesus who endured such opposition from sinners, and from this we will not grow weary and lose heart. Friend, we look back to the cross over and over again, and the lesson we come away with is that we were created not to get even. We were created not to get our way. We were created to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to serve others because of our love. The love that is embedded within us through the gift of God's Holy Spirit when we trust Jesus. That's why we can continue to look back in him. Remember today, my friend, the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. God bless you, and thanks for joining me, for joining you today on this weekday podcast, and we'll be back again tomorrow. God bless you.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.